Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's a real joy for us to be back from Guatemala and to join back with our family again.
从瓜地马拉回来，回到我们大家庭之中，真的是非常的喜乐。
And even though we've been to so many different places, it really is true. There's no place like home.
虽然我们到了很多地方，真的是这话是对的，没有哪个地方比家更好。
It's good to see many faces and also people who have returned back, like Victor and his family.
能看到很多的很多的脸，特别是看到这些刚刚从他们自己的旅途中回来的这样的家庭。
And we also want to give thanks to all the prayer and all the support for the last couple months.
在过去几个月之中，大家的祷告，大家的支持，我们特别的感谢。
One of the things that we saw down in Guatemala, our prayers being answered, and it was just completely amazing.
在瓜地马拉的时刻，我们真的是非常的震惊，真的是祷告就被回答。
Not only did we know that brothers and sisters were praying for us here at church, both at EFC and UMBC.
我们不仅仅知道，我们知道弟兄姐妹在台福教，还有在 UMBC 在为我们祷告。
But also throughout the week, and especially with the parents all coming together and praying every day we were down there.
而且我们在那里的时候，这些父母们还有弟兄姐妹每天晚上都为我们祷告。
And I can testify that your prayers have been answered.
我可以做见证，你们的祷告是被回答了。
Amen.
Amen.
And so.This morning, what we'll be doing is a little bit of our program that we did down in Guatemala.
今天早上我们要做的是就跟大家让大家看一点我们在瓜地马拉所做的事情。
If you've been following together with us, you know that we've been visiting many churches. The churches were the backbone of our ministry.
你如果是跟着我们一起看我们的那个行程的时候，我们去看很多的教会，那个教会的服事是我们所服事最主要的。
And so we worked very closely with local churches and local pastors.
我们跟地方教会还有地方教会的传道人真的是很紧密的配合。
And in addition to that, we had many other ministries that we did, and we'll share that eventually with you.
这除了这个之外，我们还有其他的服事，一会儿我要分享。
But there is no doubt that God loves His church.
真的是毫不怀疑，上帝很爱这个教会。
And so we're very proud to have been able to serve the churches down there.
我们真的是非常的骄傲，我们可以服侍那边的教会。
And so we're celebrating with you all now.
所以我们就跟你们一块来庆祝。
It'll be again partly our program and also partly sharing of our testimonies of our time down there.
我们来分享我们所在那边做的一些，当然我们也同时分享我们的见证。
Now one thing before we begin is that many of the churches down in Guatemala were very responsive.
中间。有一点我要分享的是，在瓜地马拉很多的教会，大家很能回应。
And I know our church can be that. I've heard it.
我知道我们的教会也肯定可以这样做。我听说过。
So 我们可以一起，一二三说 Amen. We can say Amen together, right?
好，我们就一二三，大家一块说 Amen.
Right, 一 one, two, three.
Amen.
Oh, I feel like I'm in Guatemala.
我觉得好像回到瓜地马拉一样。
Let me introduce our team once again, especially for those who have seen them for the first time.
我再来介绍一下我们短宣队，特别是我们中间头一次见这些短宣队员的。
I have five very precious, six very precious teenagers.
我有六个真的是非常珍贵的青少年在我们中间。
Right. And so I'd like to have them come over here.
想请他们来到我们中间。
Right. Jordan, come up.Right, we have Sarah who's in Maryland right now.
Sarah 是在马里兰。
And the great thing about that is right now in Maryland.
非常珍贵的，现在在马里兰。
She is sharing her testimony with the brothers and sisters at EFC Baltimore.
她现在在跟那边的马里兰台福教会弟兄姐妹来分享她的见证。
Right now at this moment.
就在这个时刻。
Also, we have Hosanna.
我们还有 Hosanna.
James.
James.
Naomi. And Caitlin.
Caitlin.
And when we went down there, as I was introducing our team, I always brought Jia Jia out.
所以我们当我去那边来介绍我们这个团队的时候，我总是让佳佳出来。
And I always said that for her, Spanish is her third language.
我跟她说，对她来讲，这个西班牙语是她的第三语言。
And so coming here to the States, learning English was hard enough.
他来到这里来学英语就本身就很难了。
And then going to a country, I remember her talking with me saying, Pastor Dan, I don't know if I can do well down there because I don't know Spanish.
我记得他们到一个国家去，他当时他跟我讲，欧牧师，我真的不知道自己能做出什么样子，因为我不会说西班牙语。
But Jia Jia was one of the quickest to pick up Spanish and was fearless in using it.
佳佳确实中间是学西班牙语最快的一个，而且非常大胆，毫无惧怕的来使用。
这个你可以说阿门的哈。
这个大家阿门。
感谢主。
I think you can just use the microphone.
We also have two fathers who joined us on this trip.
我们中间还有两个父亲也是加入到我们中间。
And having fathers on the trip is wonderful. Mothers are wonderful too, but to have fathers take that lead is such a blessing.
所以就两个爸爸是在我们中间非常好，当然妈妈在也特别好，但是中间有两个爸爸在我们中间来带领，真的是非常美好。
Not only on the first team were they fearless in killing bugs in the bedrooms.
而且他们不仅在这个团队里面，他们非常勇敢地杀掉所有的昆虫还有蚊子。
But they had a strong leadership throughout the trip.
他们在整个这个团队过程之中，他们有一个很强的领导力。
And so we pray a blessing that the Lord blesses the fathers and the men in our church as well.
我们也为在我们教会之中这些父亲、这些男士、男的弟兄姐、男的基督徒，来为他们祝福。
And so again, this team has gone through so much, and we've grown really close through our time.
我应该说，这个团队我们真的是经历了很多，我们后来非常的亲密。
We truly know that if God is for us, who can be against us?
我们真的知道，如果上帝是为了我们，谁还能反对我们呢？
So, is everyone feeling good?
所以是不是所有人都感到很好？
Yes. 好 ，Okay. If you really are, I'm going to have most of the team go over to the side again. All right. And we're going to teach our congregation something special.
所以我们想来教我们的弟兄姐妹一些很珍贵的东西。
Okay. 好。
So down in Guatemala,
do you need interpretation? Oh, yeah. 我们在瓜地马拉的时候
part of our program was to teach everyone how to speak Chinese.
我们其中所做的一件事情就是教大家怎么来说中文。
So now half of Guatemala is fluent in Chinese.
所以瓜地马拉那边的人都很会讲中文。
So as we came back to EFC Philadelphia,
当我们回到我们台父教会。
We wanted to teach you guys how to speak Spanish.
我想教大家，我们想教大家怎么说西班牙语。
So who knows how to say "How are you" in Chinese?
谁会说用中文讲啊你好？That's hard to interpret. 哦，怎么问候？你用中文怎么问候？你好吗？你好吗？
Sean, how do you say "How are you" in Chinese?Okay, very good.
Good job.
So I'm going to teach you how to say 你好吗 in Spanish. It is ¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás? 这是用西班牙语怎么问你好吗？大家好好学，一定要很争气我们。
Okay, again, ready? ¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás?
Very good. Okay, good, so good. Now we're going to have a little competition between the guys and the girls.
All right? 我们男生女生大家来比比赛啊！
We're gonna have the guys go first. You're gonna say
首先男生首先讲。
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Como está?
Girls, we can beat them. They're
not. All right, 我们姐妹们。
Okay, girls, ready? One, two, three.
Como está? I'm very loud. It's a good job.
Very good.
Right. And a second phrase that we taught everyone.
我们第二个词第二个话教给他们的
was Jesus loves you.
就是Did I do in Chinese? 就这第二个教给他们就是耶稣爱你。
And in Spanish, Jesus loves you is Jesús te ama.
在西班牙语，好，大家一块来听他讲耶稣爱你 ，Jesús salam.
Jesús te ama.
Jesús te ama.
So everyone on three. One, two, three.
Jesús te ama.
And since the guys lost last time, let's have another competition.
是因为上回弟兄输了，对吧？所以现在我们再来比一次。
Okay. Women on one, two,
姐妹们
three.
Jesús te ama.
Okay, guys, we can beat them this time.
好，弟兄们。
Okay. One, two, three. Jesus te ama.
Wow, good job.
So now if anyone decides to go to Guatemala next year, you can speak some Spanish to start off.
所以你们任何人如果想到瓜地马拉，明年你们起码就已经能讲西班牙语了。 Where?
Thank you so much. Testing, 1, 2, 3. 可以听到我吗? All right. So, thank you so much, Hosanna and Jordan. So, as you can see, language does not have to be a barrier.
你们可以看到语言没有必要成为障碍。
And one of the things that we saw when we were down there is that even though we could not say everything we wanted to do,
我们其中我们所发现的，虽然我们不能讲出所有我们想说的，
but oftentimes we had a translator.
很多的时候我们会有翻译。
We also realized how important it was for our hearts to be expressing the truth of Jesus Christ.
我们也特别发现我们的心能够来表达耶稣基督的爱是多么的重要。
You know, it's almost like when someone is blind that their hearing becomes more sensitive, right?
就好像人当人瞎的时候，他的耳朵这个听力就特别的敏感。
What happens if we took away your language?
当你不会说话的时候，会出现什么样的状况？
How would you preach the gospel?
就是你会如何来宣讲福音？
Well, again, the Lord has been very generous with our team.
上帝也是对我们特别的慷慨。
And has been moving within each team member as well.
来跟我们每一位队员都是来在他们心中动工。
I'd like to invite Caitlin to come up.
我想请Caitlin到我们中间。
And she'll share her testimony.
她会来分享她的见证。
Now, Caitlin has and her family have been in UMBC.
Caitlin还有她的家人是在UMBC敬拜。
And it's been such a blessing over the years to see UMBC and EFC be doing more things together.
能看到UMBC跟EFC在经过这么多年可以一同来这样服侍，是多么大的祝福。
And she's been very faithful in also coming to the fellowship over the last couple several months.
在过去几个月，她也很忠心地来到我们团契的机会。
And it just came out very naturally as the Lord was leading her and leading us that she would go on the trip.
也是非常的自然，也是上帝，也是透着祷告，透着神的带领，他就跟我们一同来参加这次短宣。
And not only that, we've seen such a blessing upon the brothers and sisters at UMBC too.
我们也看到自己同样给UMBC弟兄姐妹也同样带来祝福。
Caitlin?
Thank you, Pastor Dan.
So, like Pastor Dan said, my name is Caitlin.
Oh, 我叫Caitlin.
And I'm from UMBC.
我从UMBC来。
So I'm not here often, but when I am, it's a blessing to be here.
我很少在这边，但每次来都是一个祝福。
Now, I didn't really have an interesting story of coming to know God.
我认识神，本身这个故事不是特别有趣。
I grew up going to church every single Sunday with my parents.
我是从小长大，跟着我父母每个主日都去教会。
And I loved it. I loved learning about stories and about how marvelous the Lord is.
我非常喜欢，因为我非常喜欢来学这些故事，还有上帝是多么的奇妙。
Now, for those of you who don't know, my dad, who's sitting back there, is Malaysian.
你们中间人不太知道的，像我父亲是马来人。
And he's been a believer his entire life.
他一生都信主的。Kind
of like me.
他就跟我差不多。
Now, my mom, on the other hand, is Vietnamese.
我妈妈是越南人。
And she grew up Buddhist.
她是一个佛教徒长大。
She really couldn't wrap her head around the idea of God or a single power or...
她的脑子里实在想不透上帝还有这一个能力，一种能力。
But as she came to the States and my mom and dad started dating, they started going to church.
当她来到美国之后，她跟我爸爸谈恋爱，他们就开始去教会。
And then the activity every Sunday became working in the church, helping the church out.
他们每个主日去教会，然后就开始来帮助教会。
In 2010, UMBC had an amazing opportunity.
2010年的时候，UMBC有一个非常奇妙的机会。
They had an opportunity similar to the one that we had just not too long ago.
有一个就像我们这个刚刚所经历的这样的机会。
They were fortunate enough to create a team to go to Cuba for missions.
他们真的是很有幸，他们到了古巴，他们有一个短宣队。
And it was very similar to our missions trip too, actually.
就跟我们这一次短宣队的这个情况非常像。
Now, my mom at this time was still struggling with the idea of letting herself fully trust in God.
我妈妈这个时候还有点挣扎，也就是自己要完全信靠神。
But she could really feel God calling her to go to Cuba.
但她的的确确感受到上帝在呼召她去古巴。
So she went. She went to Cuba.
她就去古巴了。
She went to for about 10 days.
她去了大概十天的时间。
And she did very similar things that we did on our trip to Guatemala.
她做的跟我们在瓜地马拉做的非常的像。
She visited churches.
在那边访问教会。
She did work projects.
在那边做了很多的工。
And most importantly, she experienced the spirit of the Holy Spirit.
但重要的是她经历了圣灵。
When she came back, she became this completely new person.
她回来之后就完全的改变了。
Her smile was genuine.
她的微笑就是很真实的微笑。
It wasn't something that you laugh at a TV and or you hear your favorite joke. It was from your heart.
你不是那种好像看 TV 的时候她去笑，或者是别人讲笑话的时候去笑，而是从心里边所发出来的微笑。
And because of this experience, she decided to get baptized.
因为她从这个经历，她就决定要受洗。
Now, I remember sitting there around 11 or 12 thinking, if she can do it, so can I.
就我记得自己十一二岁的时候就坐在那边想，如果她可以这样做，我也可以。
I told myself one day I would go somewhere, not the United States, and preach the gospel to the Lord, to the people.
我就在想，有一天不是在美国，会在世界哪个地方，我会向人来传讲福音。
It just so happens that this year was the year.
这真是特别好，今年就是这个时刻。
I am so thankful and lucky, that I was given this wonderful opportunity by God and Pastor Dan to allow me to come on this trip.
我非常的感恩，觉得自己非常的荣幸，可以上帝还有欧牧师能够给我这样的机会，能够参加这个短宣。
Now I'll admit, before the trip, my faith had been becoming stagnant. It stopped.
我应该承认，在我去参加这次短宣之前，我的信心的旅程开始停顿了。
I've been prioritizing school and friends over the Lord.
我把学校还有朋友放在主的前面。
But throughout this trip, it reminded me that just because I'm doing something doesn't mean the world stops around me.
通过这个短宣我就意识到虽然我自己没有做什么事情我自己做了什么事情这个世界没有因我而停顿。
Just because there's a small problem in my life doesn't mean the world doesn't stop spinning.
不要说虽然我自己生活中间有小小的困难 不是说这个世界就会停止下来。
I had been getting so used to this normal routine of going to school, coming home, doing homework, going to church on Sunday.
我就只是养成了习惯要去教会要到学校要做作业。
And sooner or later, a routine becomes a habit, and a habit that you just do over and over again for no reason.
没有多长时间这种好像日常生活就变成了一个习惯然后到最后就是不停的重复就没有任何的原因了。
This trip was eye-opening to me.
但这次短宣对我来讲是开了我的眼睛。
We stayed in a small village called Chicamalia in Guatemala.
我们在瓜地马拉待的其中一个小村庄 Chicamalia.
And it was a very rural area. There were a lot of farmers and it was a big village.
是一个乡下的有很多的农民有很多的农庄。
Every place we visited, every church we saw,
我们所看到任何地方我们所去的任何的教会
they didn't have as much as we did here.
他们没有像我们所拥有的这么多。
They didn't have fancy TVs or computers.
他们没有很好的电视，也没有很好的电脑。
Yet they were still praising God.
但他们仍然是赞美神。
They were praising God in all His glory.
他们赞美神他的荣耀。
They didn't have much, but they were praying like they had everything.
他们没有拥有多少，可是他们赞美的时候是确实表明他们拥有一切。
Because the Lord had given them everything through His Holy Spirit.
因为上帝已经借着圣灵给了他们一切。
Each night, the churches were different.
每天晚上教会都不一样。
Some were big and some were small.
有些大，有些小。
But the one thing that stayed the same,
但其中有一件事是不变的。
Was their constant love for God.
是他们对神的爱没有改变。
A love that passed all understanding of everything else in this world.
这是超越我们一切所想象，超越世界一切的这样的一个爱。
And that was amazing for me because we worship.
这对我来讲是非常的非常的荣耀。
But we also have a lot too.
我们敬拜，但是我们也拥有很多。
And they worship.
他们敬拜。
But they don't have as much.
他没有我们所有的这么多。
So when we gave them items of clothing that you guys have generously donated,
当然我们就跟他们分享你们大家非常慷慨所奉献的这些衣服还有东西。
Their faces lit up.
他们的脸就开始就张开了。
They really appreciate everything that you guys have done.
他们特别的感谢你们为他们所做的一切。
So even though you didn't go with us,
虽然你们没有跟我们一起去。
You were all there with us when the Spirit of God.
你们借着上帝的灵都与我们同在。
Thank you.
谢谢，感谢。Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Great job. 感谢主。
感谢主。
Is everyone feeling contented?
是每个人都感到非常的满足。
What Caitlin said was so true that.It wasn't just our team that went, but everyone coming with us.
Caitlin 讲的非常对，不仅仅是我们自己的队员是在那边，每个人都与我们同去。
It was one of the reasons why we spent so much time, not only the fathers taking pictures, but wanting to write and share with everyone everything that we've done.
这就是为什么我们中间照了很多的照片，而希望能写下来，能跟大家分享我们所做的一切。
And those of you who were prayer partners supporting our team members, again, you traveled everywhere with us.
你们中间为我们每一个队员所做的是带导伙伴的，你也是与我们同行的。
One of these days, well, if you want, please go and meet with our team members, and we'll share pictures with you.
你也可以跟我们的队员能够聚一起，我们跟你分享我们的照片。
I think our count is somewhere near 4,500 pictures.
我们大概有四千五百张照片。
All right. Since everyone knows some Spanish now,
既然大家都已经知道一点西班牙语，
we're going to teach you a Spanish song.
我们就来教你们西班牙歌。
All right. So, with many things, we tell people, you know, stay focused on God, don't sin.
我们跟很多人讲就很多人我们都来教导要专心注重专注神不要犯罪
But I say this when it comes to speaking languages go and sin boldly
当我讲那个话的时候有些语言讲出来味道就是去好好的犯罪
That means 大胆一点唱歌 okay? Don't be afraid to use the language. It's the only way to be able to speak well.
Oh, 要这不是犯罪，要唱歌，大胆的唱歌。
你们可以听到我的中文了，你们知道了。All right. So what we're going to do? I'm going to. 你们想唱吗？你们 All right. If you want to join in, you're welcome to it. Okay. So, brothers and sisters, 我们站起来 Let's stand up.
弟兄姐妹们，嗯。
All right.So our team will sing it one time through, and then we'll sing it together as a group. Huh?
好
Move it to me.
我们这个队员首先唱一遍，然后我们大家在一块跟着唱。
Now, in addition to the Chinese song that we sang in every church,
除了我们在每一个教会都会唱一首中文歌，在瓜地马拉那边。
One of the most touching times for our team was that at the end of every service, we invited people to be prayed for.
很我们在那边非常感动的一件事情是到我们敬拜完了之后我们的队员在前面要求人来上前来我们为他们祷告
And when the local churches and our team were praying together it's as if the ground shook
当我们地方教会跟我们的团队一起祷告的时候大地都在震动
And as we concluded our time we would sing the song
当我们完全都全都做完之后我们都会以这首歌来做我们的结束
El Espíritu de Dios está en este lugar. El Espíritu de Dios se mueve en este lugar. Está aquí para consolar. Está aquí para liberar. Está aquí para guiar. El Espíritu de Dios está aquí.Muévete en mí, muévete en mí. Toca mi mente, mi corazón.
vida de tu amor. Muévete en mí, Dios Espíritu, muévete en mí.
So this song talks about inviting the Holy Spirit to move in this place.
这歌是说邀请圣灵来我们中间运行。
And as we pray together, we remember that He is our counselor.
当我们一同来祷告的时候，我们知道他是我们的安抚者。
That He's our liberator.
他是我们的解放者。
And He's the one who guides us in all circumstances.
他在各样的情况下带领我们。
And so as the people prayed and sang the song together,
当大家一同祷告，一同唱这首歌的时候,
there was a time for them to offer their lives to the Lord.
他们就可以把自己的生命献给主。
If you feel comfortable, please sing with us and we'll sing it again.
如果你觉得舒服, 跟我们一起再来唱一遍。
El Espíritu de Dios está en este lugar. El Espíritu de Dios se mueve en este lugar. Está aquí para consolar. Está aquí para liberar. Está aquí para guiar. El Espíritu de Dios está aquí. Muévete en mí. Muévete en mí. Toca mi mente, mi corazón, llena mi vida de tu amor. Muévete en mí, Dios Espíritu, muévete en mí.
Muévete en mí.
Muévete en mí. Muévete en mí. Toca mi mente, mi corazón, llena mi vida de tu amor. Muévete en mí. Muévete en mí, muévete en mí, Dios Espíritu, muévete en mí.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right. Before you sit down, I'm going to take a picture for our friends in Guatemala. Right? We're going to say that we sang a song in Spanish.
Maybe they should sing together.
一二三
Amen.
Hey, amen. please be seated. Now we have another song that we're going to sing in Spanish. And this one we actually learned from our pastor friends.
我们还有西班牙语，在下面我们还要唱一首歌。这首歌我们是跟我们那边的传道人朋友一块学的。We
were praying and Pastor Luis, our guide as well as our translator.
我们正在祷告。 Pastor Luis, 他是我们的向导，他也是我们的翻译。
Began leading this song that was our first time hearing it, and it again is a very touching song.
他就带领这首歌，是我们头一次听到，也是非常感人的歌。
It's a very simple song, but oftentimes the simple ones are the best.
非常简单的歌，但是有的时候简单的歌是最好的歌。
And the meaning is this: God is here right now.
这个意思就是上帝就在这里。
As certain as the air I breathe surrounds me.
就像我所呼吸的这个空气一样，如此的肯定。
As certain as I know the sun will rise in the morning.
就像我知道太阳必将在早上会起升。
As certain as I know He hears me when I call Him.
就像我知道当我呼求的时候，他必定垂听我。
Amen.
Amen.
Jordan, sing louder.
Dios está aquí, tan cierto como hay que respiro, tan cierto como la mañana se levanta el sol, tan cierto que cuando le hablo le puede oír. Como el aire que respiro, tan cierto como la mañana se levanta el sol, tan cierto que cuando le hablo me puede oír.
Otra vez, one more time.
Dios
Amen. Amen.
So that's us bringing the blessings from our pastor friends in Guatemala to all of you.
我们是跟这个是我们把瓜地马拉传道人他们的祝福带给大家。
Now one of the amazing things about Guatemala, about going back to Guatemala.
当我们回到瓜地马拉的这个很奇妙的一件事情。
Is that I have been taking teams since 2004.
我从2004年开始就带短宣队去。
And for the last 3 years, I did not take a team. The last one was 2013.
上一次我带领短宣队去是2013年。
A very interesting thing happened. Time and time again, people still remembered the Chinese team.
不管怎么发生，但是这些人仍然记得这些华人的这个短宣队。
Right. We have a very unique name that they give us, right?
我们在那边他给了我们一个很有意思的名字。
Right? The Chinitos, right?
Chinitos.
Right? Chinitos 是可爱的中国人。
那个就是说可爱的中国人,小中。
So anytime you use like the last part, it's like 很可爱的, right? Very endearing.
如果你用后边那三个 Needles, 往往是小小的,很可爱的这个意思。
One thing that happened to us, we're coming from the market, going back to the pastor's home.
有一次就是说有个事情发生，我们从市场上回来，我们到传道人家中。
And out of one of the markets, I heard this voice.
就在其中市场中间有一个地方就听到有人这样子喊。
That's what, Pastor Dan?
就有人说，欧牧师。
I turned around, right? We all turned around, and there was a young woman with a baby.
我就转回身来，中间有一个年轻的女孩子抱着一个孩子。
And she said in Spanish, "Do you remember me?"
她用西班牙语问你，你记得我吗？
And I looked at her and I said, "I do remember you."
我看着她，我就觉得我记得你。
A little bit, I remembered her. And she told us, she was so excited to see us.
她就告诉我们，她非常兴奋见到我们。
I said, "When I saw this group of Chinese people, I thought maybe it'd be you."
她说我看到这帮华人聚在一起，我就觉得可能会有你。
She had been one of the students in the children's program back in, I think, 2005, 2006.
她大概是在我们儿童节目中间的一个小孩子，中间一个学生，大概在2005年我们见到她。
And she still remembered what we did and also remembered our name.
她仍然记得我们做了些什么，记得我们的名字。
There's no doubt that what this team has done has left an impression.
真是不可怀疑，我们这个团队会给那边带来如何的印象。
But amazing, even still, is the impression that is left on us.
但是更重要的是他们在我们生命中所留下来的印象。
Team, I'd like to have you to sit down, but I'd like to have James still stay behind. Right? James is going to share his testimony with us.
James来分享他的见证。
Well, my name is James.
We're called James.
We know James.
Yeah, I know. But for some of you that do not quite know me.
我知道所有人应该都认识我。
Today, I just want to share a very important moment in my life.
今天我想分享在我生命中很重要的这样的时刻。
So all of you may know, growing up in the world isn't always easy.
很多人知道在这个世界长大不是那么容易 easy or not easy?
It's not easy.
不容易,不容易 I want to make sure 我想告诉你
You are faced with conflicts between family, friends, and work
你经常是面对家庭,还有朋友,还有工作之间各样的矛盾
In my life, I was faced with the idea of God
在我的生命之中,我是面临着上帝这个概念,这样的问题
When I was young, I never really took God seriously
当我年轻的时候,我从来不把上帝当回事。
I always hated going to church.
我不想去教会。
I would never pay attention to the sermons or messages.
That was wrong. Like, really.
我从来不好好听到. I'm kidding. Just be joking.
Then suddenly, one day, I decided to open up my ears.
就突然有一天，就我决定把耳朵打开.
I actually started to listen.
我开始听了.
For years, I've been contemplating the idea of God in my life.
其实很多年我都在想上帝这个概念在我生命之中什么意思.
I ask myself constantly, what does it mean to be a Christian?
我总是在问我自己问题，做基督徒到底是什么意思？
Does it mean I have to pray every day?
是不是说我每天都要祷告？
Read the Bible?
要读圣经？
Or go to church?
去教会？
And for years, I've spent listening to messages trying to find answers to those questions.
很多年我都在听信息，我想找到答案。
My dad reminds me that the most important idea of a Christian
我父亲教给我最重要的关于基督教的这样的概念
is our never-ending faith to God and our attitude towards life.
也就是说对于上帝的信心不能够停止，对于生命的这个要有信心。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, it says,
在腓立比书第二章五节是这样说,
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
I would often see life through my own eyes and mind.
我经常是透过我自己的眼睛来看这个世界。
Then I realized how much I am blinding myself to the truth.
我就突然意识到我自己实在是对于这个真理我被蒙蔽了，我没法认识真理。
God really opens up your eyes and expands your vision beyond the horizon.
上帝实在是能够打开你的双眼，能够让你眼睛看到地平线之外的事情。
You see His miracles, His love, and how He touches each and every person.
你看到他所行的神迹，看到他的爱，他能够触摸每一个人的生命。
Because I was blind, I did not know which direction my life was heading.
因为我自己是瞎眼的，我没有办法看到我的生命是往哪个方向走。
I was unsure about what I should do for God.
我不知道我要为上帝来做什么。
And then God gave me a sense of direction.
然而上帝就给了我一个生命的方向。He
gave me an opportunity to discover my true purpose in life.
他给我一个机会让我能够探讨我自己生命真正的目标。
One day, I was asked by Jordan,
有一天Jordan就来问我,
if I wanted to go on the Guatemala trip.
他问我要不要去瓜地马拉短宣队。
At first, I declined the offer.
一开始我就拒绝了。Because
I thought I was incapable of going on the trip.
我是因为我觉得我实在是没有能力去参加这样的一个短宣。I
thought the trip was not for me, was not meant for me.
我觉得这个短宣不是为我的。So
I spent the next few days trying to just get rid of the idea of Guatemala from my head.
我就是花了剩下几天的时间把这个瓜地马拉这种概念从我脑瓜里拿走。
However, God did not let that thought escape my mind.
但是上帝不让这一个概念从我脑子里走掉。
Each day, I thought to myself that I didn't have the strength for the trip.
每天我就跟自己讲，我实在没有力量来参加这个短宣。
Then I realized that it was my strength I needed, but God's.
然而我就认识到，不是我靠自己的力量，我需要上帝的力量。
In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says,
腓立比书第四章十三节。
I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
God gives me the strength that we, well, gives us the strength that we need for each and every day.
上帝给我，也是给我们大家，每天给我们力量，让我们面对每天的挑战。
And the following week, I told Pastor Dan that I would be going on the trip.
在过一个礼拜之后，我跟欧牧师说，我会参加这个短宣。
Thanks to God, I was able to be part of such an amazing team.
感谢上帝，我能够有机会参加这样一个非常奇妙的短宣队。
And I was able to see and experience so much of His love and grace in Guatemala.
我在瓜地马拉可以能够看到，可以经历到他这么大的恩典和爱。
Before embarking on the trip,
在去参与这个短宣的时候,
I was fearful.
在这个之前我害怕。
There were moments of sadness and darkness.
这其中是有真的是有那种伤感还有黑暗的这样的时刻。
But I have to remember that God is omnipresent.
但是我必须提醒自己，上帝是无处不在。
And whenever He is there, He will shine light in the darkness.
他无论在所在地方，他都会在黑暗之中会用他的光来照耀。
Therefore, there is nothing to fear, for God is everlasting and eternal.
所以我没有什么可怕的，因为上帝是永恒的。
And through that, I found joy.
就在这个其中，我就感到了喜乐。
And through him, we find joy in hopeless situations.
就透过他，我们在真的是在无望的这样的处境之中，照样有喜乐。
At the start of Guatemala, I was so focused on the little things in life.
在去瓜地马拉的时候，我就特别注重生活中间的细小的事情。
And as time went on, I began to actually open my eyes.
在去了一段时间之后，眼睛开始被打开。
I was able to see my true purpose there.
我就开始意识到我去那里真正的目的是什么。
I remind myself that I was there to serve God.
我就提醒自己，我在那里是为了侍奉上帝。
For his plan.
是为了他的计划。
You may not know his plan all the time.
我不见得总是知道他的计划。
But we know that it will bring light to those who are stumbling in the darkness.
我们知道，虽然我们在黑暗之中会有跌倒。
Guatemala truly opened my eyes.
瓜地马拉真正打开我的眼睛。
Like Caitlin said, it was amazing to see how each church that we visited was different.
就是 Caitlin 刚才说的，我们所去看的每一个教会都不同。
Some churches were complete while others did not even have walls.
有些教会是非常完整，有些教会甚至没有墙。
However, the people's faith still stayed the same.
但是每个人的信心都是一样。
They continued to praise with so much love and passion despite their living conditions.
尽管他们所住的环境是如此恶劣，他们依然带着极大的热情来敬拜。
They didn't need iPhones, a clean room, or aircon.
他们不需要 iPhone, 不需要很干净的房间，不需要 aircon, 什么玩意儿
？Air conditioning.
Oh, air conditioning. OK, 空调。I saw the new gadget.
United States, we live in our own bubbles.
在美国，我们好像住在自己的这种气泡里面。
That sometimes we even lose our sight.
我们有的时候就甚至没有视野。
Because we are so distracted by the things going on in our lives.
我们总是为我们自己生活中所发生的事情这样子分散注意力。
Some of us would even forget our purpose.
我们甚至忘记了我们自己的目标、目的。
Guatemala isn't as modern as the United States.
瓜地马拉不像美国这样子现代化。
However, I never felt stronger connected to God.
但是我从来没有像在那里一样觉得自己更加坚强，跟上帝如此的亲密。
Each day, I'll witness his love and his kindness.
每天我都来见证他的爱，还有他的良善。
I was so touched by God in Guatemala that there was a change in my life.
所以被我在瓜地马拉是如此被上帝触摸，我生命就改变。
On the night of July 27th,
在七月July 七月二十七号
，I came to a realization and a decision.
我就意识到，而且我做了一个决定。
I decided that my life was not for mine to control.
我就决定我自己的生命不是被我自己控制。
But God's.
但是由上帝来控制。Amen.
I finally decided that I would fully accept Christ into my life.
我就决定我要完全接受耶稣基督到我的生命之中。
And right now, I'm proud to call all of you my brothers and sisters in Christ.
我现在非常的骄傲来称呼你们是在主耶稣基督里我的弟兄姐妹们。你还是得叫爸爸。
What?
Still have to 叫爸爸。
Yeah, And I just want to say for those of you out there who do not yet know God or have come to Him.
我特别对我们中间你还不认识上帝，还没有接受他的。
Do not let that determine what you can or cannot do.
不要让这些来决定你有些什么事情不能做。
But instead, use it as encouragement for motivation.
而是用它作为你的一个动力。
To follow God.
来追随主。
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. My brother.
、So that was our secret from the trip.
这是一个秘密，在我们这一个短宣队。
That was amazing to see again James on this trip.
能看到 James 在参加这次短宣，真的是觉得很奇妙。
I'll tell you really frankly.
我真的是很明白的跟大家说。
Right. In my 13 years of going on this trip, he's the first unbeliever that I brought.
我应该说，在这有13年我去这短宣队，他是我第一个所带去的不信主的人。
Actually, I said that incorrectly. The first, near believer.
我应该这样讲，就是说。第一位快信主的人带去的。
Because one of the things I've been able to see James just grow through the youth fellowship, and he has always been faithful in coming to that.
我可以看到 James 实在是非常的忠心，他非常忠心的每次参加青少年团去的活动。
And one of my rules is that because this trip is so intense and there's so much things going on, that those goings need to know Christ.
我其中有一个条件，因为这个短宣队要求很高，有很多的压力，所以要去的人必须要认识耶稣基督。
As long as Jordan, myself, and others have known him, we could tell that he knew Jesus.
所以就从我们认识James 这种状况，Jordan还有我们其他人，我们知道James认识耶稣基督。
But needed that final confirmation.
他需要最后的一个确据。
And so thanks to all of your prayers and what God did.
谢谢你们所有人的祷告还有上帝所做的。
He's with us all now.
他与我们同在。
Amen.
感谢主。Amen.
Ah, can't get better than that. All right, we're going to keep on going. We're going to go to about another 20 minutes or so. All right?
我们可能还需要20分钟。
All right? But our team is going to do our drama, one of our dramas that we did down in Guatemala.
我们这个短宣队会给大家演一个短剧，其中一个短剧是在瓜地马拉所演的。
Again, remember many of the things that we do can't be, we can't use our language.
你知道我们做的很多事情，我们不能靠嘴巴来说。
Right, so a lot of the things that we do is we act it out, we share it, we sing it.
所以我们很多事情我们必须比手画脚，必须来唱。
So this skit is called.La Roca, the rock.
这个叫做 La Roca, 磐石。
All right, you want to get things ready?
Por tanto, el que me oye y hace lo que yo digo es como un hombre prudente que construyó su casa sobre la roca. Crecieron los ríos y soplaron los vientos contra la casa. Pero no cayó, porque tenía su base sobre la roca. Pero el que me oye y no hace lo que yo digo, es como un tonto que construyó su casa sobre la arena. Crecieron los ríos. Soplaron los vientos. Y la casa se vino abajo. Fue un gran desastre.
Great job. Hey, Manya. All right. Have a seat. Thank you again. Amen. So we always say we use whatever and everything that God has given us in order to display His glory. Whether, as you heard me say before the trip, our appearances, our language, our culture.
语言，我们的长相， 还有我们的文化，
all of these can be used for God's glory.
所有这一切都可以用来荣耀神。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to spend a little time in the Word of God right now.
我们花一点时间来看主的话语。
Just very shortly, but to encourage all of us, and especially as our team reflects upon this trip.
非常短，但是有机会让我们一块来看上帝的荣耀，来特别是我们短宣队。
It's actually not very easy after spending 12 days away to come and try to share everything that went on.
这12天不在之争，然后回来之后想把我们中间所发生的一切事情来分享，实在不容易。
But I hope that together what we've been able to do
我们来分享一下我们在一起所做的
is to taste and see that the Lord is good.
就是要来一看，亲自尝尝，就知道主的美善。
And so that's our passage from this morning, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8.
我们今天的经文是诗篇34篇第一节到第八节。
Even for the team that went down there, it really is just a taste of the life that went on down there.
即使是去那边的短宣队，也只是尝一尝主的这种美善。
And for those of you who have, all of you who have traveled with us, even through the website or even through our telephone calls, it's just a taste.
你们跟我们一同去的，无论是通过电话，无论是通过这个网站，这只是一种尝一尝滋味。
But brothers and sisters, I want to encourage again, taste and see that the Lord is good.
那我想让大家要尝尝主恩滋味，便知道他是美善。
Now it's very funny because right before I went on the Guatemala trip,
是非常有趣。当我们去瓜地马拉，对，去瓜地马拉之前，
some friends of mine hooked me up on something on WeChat.
有些人就让我看的微信。
Now this WeChat is amazing, isn't it?
这个微信真的是很了不起。
How many of you are on WeChat? Just, okay. Now, I got onto this thing. My friend got me onto this one chat room for Beijing Duck House.
结果我就是参加了一个组，那是一个什么组呢？是北京烤鸭店组。
All right, and so if you're part of this too, right? There's like 500 people on this Beijing Duck House.
北京烤鸭店有500个人在中间。
So here I am down in Guatemala. I'm getting all these notifications, right? I want number 32, number 26, right?
所以我在瓜地马拉就听到看到上面所有过来的信息。
And actually, before we went, my family actually ordered from them and placed our order online and picked it up.
其实在我走之前，我们家里就已经在那上面去来订饭，在网上首先跑去订，打了订个订单，然后再拿饭。
Because my friends, before they added me on, they said, this place is really good.
我的朋友把我加上来之前就告诉我，呀，那边真的特别的好。
And even if some things are, you know, okay, 很方便了, it's very convenient.
有些东西可能是不是特别好，但是实在是很方便。
Right? And so, you take a look at this and it's good. You want to share it and tell other people about it.
你看看这实在是特别好，你能不能再跟别人讲讲？
And how amazing that there's 500 people. I think I'm number 500 now, right? No one else can join?
现在,
I tried to add my parents and I couldn't add them.
好像现上面有500人，他说我大概是第500号，好像不能有其他人加进来。我想把我爸妈往上加，但是没办法加进去。
All right, so I'm not promoting them. I'm just using it as an illustration.
所以我不是来做广告，只是用这个来做我的例子。
That there are things in our life that we do want to tell other people about.
在我们生活之中，我们确实有想跟人分享的事情。
Let's take a look at Psalm 34.
让我们看诗篇34篇。
All right. I'll read in English. Anna will read in Chinese.
好，先英文再中文。
All right. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord and let the afflicted hear and rejoice.
好，我们读中文一二三，请。我要时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话必常在我口中，我的心必因耶和华夸耀，谦卑人听见就要喜乐。
We can all do it in English too. Here we go. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
好，中文，你们和我当称耶和华为大。
I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered in shame.
大家一块儿，我曾寻求耶和华，他就应允我，救我脱离了一切的恐惧。凡仰望他的，便有光荣，他们的脸必不蒙羞。
This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of his troubles. You can read this together with me too. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them.
我们一块儿，我这困苦人呼求，耶和华便垂听，救我脱离一切患难。耶和华的使者在救为他的人，视为安营，搭救他们。
Together in English. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him.
我们一块儿，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。Amen.
Brothers and sisters, take a look at this, that there is something very amazing about our faith.
弟兄姐妹们，请看我们自己的信心、信仰中间有非常奇妙的事情。
King David, as he wrote this psalm, is calling his people to praise and remember who God is.
大卫王当他写这首诗的时候，他是呼召众人一同来赞美神，来纪念他。It's
very experiential if you look at this.
这是当你读这些的时候，你会感受到这是一种经历。In
verse 1 it says, "I will extol." Verse 2 says, "I will glory the Lord."
在第一节说我要称颂赞美，第二节说我要夸耀。Verse
3 and verse 4 says, "Let us exalt his name." And it also says, "I sought the Lord."
在第三节四节说到，让我们一同来高举他的名，然后也说到我要寻求他。And
verses 5 and 6 says, "Look to him, call to him."
第五节六节说要仰望他，要呼求他。And
of course, verse 8, "Taste and see that he is good."
在第八节当然就说要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。
In many ways, being a Christian is a multimedia event.
在很多情况下，作为基督徒，实在是一种各种感官的这种各种方式这样的经历。
We're not just supposed to exercise our eyes and our ears sitting in the congregation.
我们不仅仅是来让我们的眼睛还有我们的耳朵在中间来经历。
But it's something that as we get closer to God, that it encompasses all of us.
这中间当我们跟神更亲密的时候我们就更加通过各样的方式来经历神
对不起我们长一点了
好好像长了点我们的孩子、
Coming to God is very similar to the great commandment that God gives us
来到了上帝面前就像是那个大诫命所对我们的教导一样
Remember together with me Luke chapter 10 it says Jesus answeredLove the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, and all of your strength.
在路加福音十章二十七节上面说到，主耶稣说到，你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
And so you can imagine that for the Jewish believers, faith was something that met all of their senses.
你可以看到，对犹太信徒信心信仰。就是让他们全身各方面都能经历的。
So the encouragement for us this morning, right? And the challenge is, what have you tasted lately of the Lord?
所以今天对我们的激励或者对我们的挑战是，你最近如何尝到主的滋味
？And when you tasted, did it leave you wanting more?
当你尝到主的滋味之后，你是不是想要更多
？What is your response to Jesus?
你对耶稣的回应是什么？
Now there's a lot of passages in the Bible that talk about how we enjoy a banquet with our Lord.
在圣经中间有很多的经文是讲到我们真的是享受跟主一同的这样的宴席。
Communion is one of them.
我们领圣餐就是其中一种。
We remember in John chapter 2 when his first miracle at the wedding in Cana.
我们记得在约翰福音第二章他所行的在迦南所行的第一个神迹。
He turned water into wine.
他把水变成了酒。
And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine, and he did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, Everyone who brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink, but you have saved the best until now.
这个约翰福音第二章第九节那地方说到宴会的总管就尝了那水变的酒并不知道那是从哪里来的只有舀水的佣人才知道他就总管就把新郎叫来对他说人家都是先摆上好酒等客人喝够了才会摆上次的你倒把好酒留在现在
In Luke chapter 9 verse 17 this is after Jesus fed the 5,000
在路加福音第九章十七节，这是耶稣已经是喂饱了五千人之后。
And Luke writes, they all ate and they were satisfied, and the disciples went and picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over.
所以路加是如此写，所有的人都吃了，并且吃饱了，他们门徒就把剩下的碎屑收拾起来，结果就装满了十二个篮子。
And Jesus himself in John chapter 6 declared, I am the bread of life.Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
耶稣自己在约翰福音第六章这样子宣告，他说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的绝不饥饿，信我的永不干渴。”
There is something about the Christian experience that is supposed to satisfy our senses.
这个基督徒的经历应该是在有些层面是能够满足我们一切的这种感官的这样的需要。
We can intellectually know everything.
我们可以在用我们的大脑可以理解。
But until it's put into practice, we may really know nothing about it.
但是如果我们不去来实践，我们可能什么都不懂。
Just like our students, they study for a test, they know it.
就像我们学生，他们好好读书，为了考试。
But then after the exam, it's soon forgotten.
一考完试就全忘掉了。有人在笑。
讲得太对了哈。
应该阿门。
And so as we enjoy the Lord and enjoy His Word, it's meant to come out.
所以我们在享受上帝、享受主的时候，这就是意味着我们应该能够把它表现出来。Now
let's quickly look at some challenges as to why it's so hard to enjoy God for us sometimes.
让我们来看看为什么我们真的是没有办法真正去享受神，原因是什么？
One of the reasons is because we have no appetite for the things of God because we're so full by the other things of the world.
就是因为有其中一个原因，因为我们对上帝没有胃口，是因为我们对这个世界的东西已经把我们装得太满。Jesus
says that whoever comes to me will never grow hungry, whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
耶稣说到我这里来绝不饥饿，信我的永不干渴。But
at times we're just like that person who says, no, no, I can take care of myself and just eat and eat and eat and never be satisfied.
就像我们，但是我们这些人常常是说，我可以自己照顾自己，我们就吃吃吃吃，但是从来不能得到满足。God's
purpose is for us to be filled from within, because He is within us.
上帝是要让我们从里边得到满足，因为他要与我们同在。And
so when eternity is within us, eternity comes out of us.
永恒是当永恒在是在我们里面，永恒就能够涌出来。And
so when we share the gospel with other people, that's eternity touching eternity, and people's lives are saved forever.
如果我们只跟大家来分享福音，但是这是一个永恒来触摸永恒，就能够人就能够改变，就能得救。But
if we do something just on our own strength, it will not last forever.
但是我们如果是靠我们的力量来做事情，就没有办法存到永恒。Sometimes
we're too interested in too many other things and don't really understand God.
有的时候我们对周围很多的事情很有兴趣，我们不是真正对上帝有兴趣。And
so we're full.
所以我们太饱了。So
the application here is, what have you been feeding yourself?
这个应用就是你在喂饱你自己什么东西。
What have you been feeding yourself?
你在吃什么?
The second we can take a look is this together.
在第二个方面我们要看的是...
Oh, 哇,太胖了啊。 All right. Psalm 107:9 says, For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things.
诗篇107篇第9,1,2,3,情。因他使心里渴慕的人得以知足,使心里饥饿的人得饱美食物。
So be hungry for God.
让我们来渴慕主。
Be hungry for those things that are bigger than ourselves.
让我们来真的是对那些超越我们的，我们来饥渴。
How about this? The second.
再看第二个。
We're satisfied with a taste, but we don't know about the meal ahead.
我们只是满足于品尝味道，却不知道前面在我们前面的这些正餐或者美食。
Now this may be familiar with all of you. Right?
这可能你们大家都很熟悉。
Being Chinese, I'm a buffet expert.
对，我就做个华人，我是真的是吃饱肥，是特别专业。
Yeah, we know what things not to eat. Don't eat too much of the 炒饭, it'll just fill you up.
我就是其中有一个办法，就不要吃太多炒饭，一下就吃饱了。
Right? But imagine if you were to go to a buffet.
你看，当你要去吃饱肥店呢，饱肥餐。
And the funny thing is, this is the part of the buffet I rarely see because it has the salad. I don't see that.
这个很滑稽，这个是我很少去看这个饱肥店，因为中间有沙拉。But
what happens if you went to the salad and the appetizers?
如果你说你要去这种去沙拉，还有那种调味品。And
never went to the rest of the buffet.
你从来就不去到那些饱肥的其他的餐。And
so you're there. I'm okay with the salad. It's good enough.
我就说，哎呀，沙拉很好。我已经吃饱了。I've already
filled myself.
我就已经吃饱了。But
you have no idea what is in the next area right afterwards.
你就不知道在下一步究竟是什么。Brothers
and sisters, sometimes our picture of God is too small.
弟兄姐妹们，有的时候我们上帝的图画对我们来讲太小。Even
in the church, if you've been blessed by what the church has given to you, but don't have eternal life.
即使是在教会里边，如果你是经历教会所给的这样的祝福，你仍然没有永恒的生命。You've
only been eating at the appetizer table.
你只是在吃开胃品。What
God has for us and what's possible for us and for our families and for our community is bigger than we can imagine.
上帝所为我们预备的，为我们的家庭，为我们的社区，是远远超过我们所能想象的。And
I believe in Guatemala because many of those The poor and needy churches know what God can do. They're always hungry for more.
所以在瓜地马拉那边所有的这些很多的教会，因为他们知道上帝可以做什么，所以他们一直在饥渴要追求上帝。
For many in the North American churches and European churches,
在很多的北美的教会还有欧洲的教会，
We eat enough in the one hour or one and a half hours we have on Sunday.
我们只是在主日的时候再来吃一个小时或一个半小时。
And we leave and say that's enough.
我们就说啊，这个够了。
Brothers and sisters, be challenged. Challenge yourself to go beyond what you think God is.
弟兄姐妹们，来接受挑战，来超越我们自己所想象的上帝是怎么回事。
Matthew 25 verse 32 and 36 says this, all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, those of you who are blessed by my father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in.I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.
马太福音二十五章三十二节、三十六节，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊、山羊一样，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊安置在左边。于是王要向那右边的说：“你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来。”为你们所预备的国，因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看过我；我在监里，你们来看我。
Amen.
Amen.
And so, even before our trip, we saw so many God work in so many amazing ways. When we went to our trip, God continued to do many amazing things.
在我们去参加短宣之前，我们就已经看到上帝做了很多奇妙的事情。当我们去参加短宣之后，我们更看到上帝做大奇妙的事情。
And I have complete confidence from this point on, God will continue to do great things with our whole church.
我现在非常相信，上帝会继续在我们教会之中在做奇妙的事情。
Amen.
Amen.
The last one is this, as we think together.
在最后。
We only eat spiritual fast food.And don't have time to sit down and really dine with God and to enjoy with one another.
我们只吃属灵快餐，却没有时间坐下与神同席，还有与彼此享受彼此的团契。
Like I said, our whole life is just filled with one thing, one thing, one thing.
就我们生活中间好像就被一件事、一件事、一件事这样子都充满。
I shouldn't preach this message before lunchtime.
我吃饭之前好像不应该讲这个道。
Right, and so everything becomes what? 方便，方便面 ，right? 方便什么 ？Everything becomes convenience.
什么事情都要很方便。
Right, we're loading up our own schedules, our children's schedules with everything as much as possible.
我们把我们自己的时间充满，把我们的孩子的事情用各种各样的办时间，用各种各样的办法把它给充满。
Church also goes into that.
教会也会浸在其中教会时间。
And then after a while, especially when our teenagers go off to college, we wonder why they have indigestion.
So, 当我们过了一段时间，特别是当我们的孩子上大学之后，我们就觉得他们为什么消化不良。
Right? This is everything about God and push and shove it into their stomachs.
这都是对就跟上帝有关的，我们就把一切都装在他们肚子里。
And because they have not really digested what it means to be a follower of Christ.
但他们从来没有消化来跟随耶稣基督究竟是什么意思。
They go off.
他们就走了。
And they spit it all out.
他们就全吐出来。
Sounds like I'm talking about my own daughter.
好像我在讲我自己的女儿一样。
Two years old.
两岁的女儿。
Right. So we're not meant for spiritual fast food.
我们不是为属灵快餐所预备的。
Even for our team, it's going to take some time for us to digest.
即使是我们的自己的团队，我们也需要时间来好好消化。
And we're looking forward to digesting it together as a family.
我们盼望着做像一个属灵的大家庭一样，我们一同来消化。
Because God is already preparing the next meal for us.
因为上帝已经替我们预备下一餐。
And if we don't appreciate the first one, we're going to completely miss the second one.
And
all the rest that will be coming after
that. We're
going to keep on doing stuff and feeding ourselves what we think we need.
我们会继续做一些事情来让自己我们自己自以为的那些东西来使得我们未足.
And at the end, we find ourselves starving.
但是到了最后，我们发现自己饥饿.
Brothers and sisters, again, in review, one of the reasons we have no joy is because we have no appetite because we're full of the world's things.
弟兄姐妹，我们来做一个总结。其中一个原因，我们没有属灵的胃口，是因为我们已经被世界所充满。
Or second, we're satisfied with the taste because we have no idea what is to come.
第二个方面，我们只是满足于品尝味道，我们却不知道为了前面的那种美食。
Or we try to fit God into our convenience, and we really never nourish ourselves.
第三个是我们只是觉得这个来。 来享受神只是按照我们的方便，但是我们从来没有真正享受神。
And we really never get to enjoy it together.
我们从来没有办法享受我们彼此团契这样的美善。
I think I can speak on behalf of my team. One of the things that we're worried about.
我可以为我这个团队来说话，我们其中有一个担心的是。
Is that school, work will all of a sudden come back.
我们就会担心学校的功课还有工作这一切的压力都会重新回来。
As a church, we're already looking at the next event or activity that we're going to hold.
作为教会，我们已经开始在想我们下一个要做的这种活动。
And all of what we went through will just be put aside.
我们所有我们一切的经历就会只能推到一边去。
Please help us all be accountable to one another.
请帮助我们能够彼此这样子能够
That we can continue to taste and see how good our God is.
我们就更加能够尝尝主的美善，主的滋味，来更加知道他的美善。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 我们一起祷告。 Let's pray.
我们一同来就是祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this beautiful day you've given to us.
天父，我们再次为这样的美好的一天来献上感恩。
And every Sunday that we meet together is supposed to be a family banquet.
每个主日当我们相聚的时候，本来是应该全家的一个宴席。
And we thank you, you have called sinners together in order to embrace our Lord Jesus Christ and enjoy the new life that we have.
主，我们感谢你，你把罪人呼召在一起，是要让我们真的是能够以耶稣基督为主，能够享受彼此的团契。
I pray for my brothers and sisters that all of us together, as the summer comes to an end, that we may continue to enjoy all you have given to us.
为我们弟兄姐妹祷告，当这个夏天暑假快结束的时候，我们更能够接着享受你所赐给我们的一切。
Well, we thank you again for this family. We also pray for all the brothers and sisters in Guatemala.
主啊，我们为我们这一个属灵的大家献上感恩，也继续为瓜地马拉的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
We pray for the future works you'll be doing with us there and who knows where else in the world.
我们真是为你将来要在那边要做的工，还有你在世界各地要做的工来献上祷告。
We pray that we may be able to hear your voice that tells us, come and eat and enjoy.
我们真的是祷告，我们能听到你的声音，来吃，来享受。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉我主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Please stand as we sing our closing song together.
Right.